My foot is too big for the glass slipper. A Guide to the Less Than Perfect Life by Gabrielle Reese with Karen Carbo. Published by Scribner. Chapter 1. So You've Got the Guy on the Big White Horse. My happily ever after began on November 30th, 1997. On that day, I married my prince in the middle of the gently winding Hanalei River on the north shore of the Garden Island of Kauai. Ever resourceful, my prince lashed together a pair of canoes and affixed a platform on top of them, then decorated it with purple orchids, tuberose, and plumeria. During the only sunbreak of the day, we exchanged vows. My prince was bare-chested and wore a pareo, a wraparound skirt traditional for men of the Pacific Islands. He looked even more studly than usual. I wore a white Calvin Klein bikini beneath a sheer white Donna Karan dress. I might as well just confirm what you're already thinking. I looked completely fabulous. What you don't know, of course, is that I was a hot mess only an hour before, madly doing laundry and scrubbing the bathroom for our out-of-town visitors. After the ceremony, we repaired with our dozen guests, close friends all, to Hanalei Bay, where we had a champagne picnic. It was the perfect ending to the fairy tale courtship that had begun 2 years ago that very day. Naturally, 4 years later, I filed for divorce. My childhood was rough enough to knock the belief in happily ever after clean out of my heart. My parents split when I was too young to remember. Then, when I was 5, my dad died in a plane crash. I've always been one of those hard-headed chicks who believe that we're all responsible for our own happiness. Still, when I married Laird, I was confident I'd found my soulmate. Who could be more perfect for me than a guy who was my height?